More Than Just a Title by Brian Keel. Being a Christian is more than just using the name as a title. Christian literally means follower of Christ. Using the title of Christian bears a greater responsibility than what some people put as a priority in their hearts. People look to us as a representative of Christ on earth when we tell them that we are a Christian. When we say that we are a Christian, we are telling the world around us, this is the manner in which my Savior would act. The Bible makes a very clear line between worldliness and holiness. Worldliness is an atmosphere, if you will, of the world around us that is in constant opposition to everything that is Christ-like and holy. It sneaks its way in. We gradually start to backslide. Eventually, we are completely caught up in the world. We aren't necessarily denying God. We have just forgotten about, or sometimes, flat-out ignore Him. In today's world, the enemy tries to blur and distort the line between worldliness and holiness. The world around us will try to use Scripture against us by twisting and distorting the truth. Satan even tried to use Scripture against Jesus in the wilderness. This was one of the many times Jesus showed His perfect nature. No one beyond Jesus Christ is perfect. It is the sin within us that causes us to do what we know is wrong. Paul even had his struggles. We see this in Romans 7:14-25. We all want to do what is right and what is good, but the enemy tries to gray the very distinct line between worldliness and holiness. The Bible states very clearly that people either belong to the world and all of its sneaky influences, or we are in Christ under the direction of the Spirit of God. James 4:17 says, remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. There is no neutrality. We are one or the other with no in between. If we try to live between what we know is right and what we know is wrong, we are most definitely wrong. If we are flagrantly living in sin and we still use the title of Christian, I believe that we are not only shaming ourselves, but we are bringing shame to the rest of the body of Christ. If a person of the world will see someone who identifies themselves as a Christian, knowingly living in sin and not caring about the repercussions, then they won't see a reason to come to Christ. Why would they convert when they see that they can continue living the way that they are and not see a difference? Are you one that posts everything you do on social media? Are the posts we are putting out showing a Christ-filled life? Or are they littered with cigarette smoke, booze, or being dressed less than modestly? Are the words we are typing out showing the world that we are not one of them and shining a light into the darkness for all to see? Think about this for a moment. Do we post as much about our Lord and Savior as we do our family and friends? Can someone see just from a few posts where our loyalties lie? Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. There's nothing wrong with showing our love for family and friends. I've even posted things about loved ones or memes about my military service. The question is, are we showing our love of Jesus Christ and the salvation that He brought to us just as easily as we show off our family or our interests? I challenge you to truly take an honest look at the way you are representing not only the body of Christ, but Jesus Christ Himself. Titus 2:12 tells us, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. Also, 1 John 2:4-6 states, if someone claims, I know God, but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love Him. That is how we know we are living in Him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Ask yourself, am I living as the ambassador to eternal life to the best of my ability, or am I allowing the world to blur the distinct line between right and wrong?